Okay, so what's up, everybody? This is Buck Wild with Buck Wild and the Loud King Podcast. I'm here with my niggas, my homies, my gods. We got the nigga Charles over here, and we got, I made you sit down because he don't want to use his real name. I don't want to use my real name either. But yeah, we got the Loud King over here, which is surprising because this is one of the first times we actually hung out with this nigga. Ain't
he's sober?
He ain't even smoke yet.
Oh shit.
Zoom. But nah,
who the hell Delaney America?
Nah, welcome to the podcast, homie. I don't know. So we're gonna go ahead and get started on the brackets. So we found on Twitter, my boy Dre or the Loud King sent us.
Wait a minute, what's the criteria for this? Like what we
rate? I don't know. Who performed better?
Are we putting like body? You talking about like face? You talking about how good they fuck?
So my criteria is like body, and porn, like the face is good, but most of them like
it's a body.
Like hurt. Most of them hurt as fuck. If you don't know what hurt mean, that mean ugly.
Yeah,
a zoink.
And they definitely gotta know how to smash. So like, nobody wanna watch nobody who don't know how to fuck.
I'm telling you, there's some chicks on the camera don't know how to fuck. Man,
I feel like this is just don't disrespect them. That you have this fuck. You have this bracket, and Maserati isn't on it.
Who?
Maserati isn't on it.
I don't even know who the fuck that is. Okay, face.
Z, you're still new to it.
She don't know how to fuck up.
She really don't.
She don't.
Who don't?
She bad as fuck, though.
She bad.
When she default?
Okay, so people who are listening, I'm going to go ahead and put the porn star. I'm going to go ahead and put the brackets on as a picture so everybody can see it, so everybody know what we're talking about.
I fell asleep watching.
It's going to be for the video. But nah, so like... we had talked about this previously, and like, what the hell I'm trying to say? We had talked about this previously, like, and I hadn't done my research on it because I ain't watched a professional porn video since 2013, homie. So let's take that into context. That was 5 years ago. I'm about to be 23 this year. So the last professional porn video I saw, I was 18 years old because I like my amateur shit, you know, nigga, because it's real and it's legit and it's hot. But this nigga was talking about. He said that the bitches be looking high as fuck on there. But that's because they shine the cell phone light in the face.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought this
nigga talking amateur porn. Yeah. Like, yeah. Be looking high.
I mean, sometimes the amateur porn
stuff
is the best.
Is great.
Sometimes that is better than the professional.
That should be boring as a mug.
Nah, man. In the professional porn videos, the bitches be looking
high. They're always acting.
I need to stop saying the B word. Like, the girls be looking hurt. They look like they're doing this for a check. And that's. And if she ain't enjoying
not
it,
all
I'm not going to be enjoying it either.
Not all of them, because, I mean.
All of them look. Like, most of them look
girls like
they're
Pinky.
Just doing it for a check.
Girls like Pinky look like they thoroughly enjoy it.
We're speaking with Pinky, the first thing. I'm going to go ahead.
She would, but she pick everything that goes on.
I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. I don't know who half of these chicks are. Who the hell is Virgo? Period.
Okay,
period.
That is a Paul.
That who's a lesson?
She a pause.
That is right here.
No wonder. I watch Ebony. Sophia Castillo. Oh, I remember her. Man, she had a fat ass, homie.
Like Lacey Duvall. I got turned off by that. So Lacey Duvall was like, he has a fake ass. Like her ass doesn't match her legs. I can't get down with that.
Most of these porn star strippers,
have you ever seen Bella Bells?
Video vixens.
Have you ever seen
Bella Bells? Having a joint match?
Have you ever seen Bella Bells?
Oh, Bella Bells got a fat ass, bro.
Look that up, man. You see that match? Look that up.
Because this nigga probably not gonna have his shit muted. I'm gonna go ahead and just edit that out.
I'm not about to look at her video. I'm about to just look.
You just look at the picture.
Yeah.
But now most of these chicks like Sarah J. I think Sarah J. look good as
she's white.
No, sure.
Yeah, she's white.
Sarah J.
Nah.
Sarah J. is zoinked.
Her body on 10.
Me and Dre was actually arguing in the car about he's like, I fuck the shit up. I'm like, I would too, because the body nice, but Sarah J, be honest, she is.
Deontay would start fucking and then be done by the 5 minute mark of a 30 minute porno.
The rest of
the porno would just be them talking to
people. I like them 8, some random thought.
Wait, who?
some random thought.
It says some random.
Some random thought.
I mean, I know my top couple would be on this list.
So what's your top? What's your top?
I don't know.
What's your top? Say like 6.
Off this list, it's gonna be Lisa Ann. It's gonna be
Lisa Ann's cool.
Skin Diamond.
I don't know who that is.
It's gonna be Tina Trump, Asakura, and probably Kelsey Monroe.
Asakura wear a lot of makeup when she do a scene, bro. And when she get done with it, her makeup be looking fucked up.
Kelsey Monroe bad as fuck though. Yeah.
If I had to say my top six, I probably had to say, I would say Cherokee.
Cherokee the ass. That's favorite. Mm-hmm. That's my child. Sky Black, right there, man.
It'll be close between Sky Black and Cherokee.
I remember him pulling up to the blue store back in Warren County. They be selling the porn holes and the bootleg tapes in the front of the counter. All right, I'm like, yo, can I get that one? So they got
Cherokee the ass. Then my next one would be Cheetah Fire.
And then when my brothers ain't in the room, I would play it on the PlayStation.
I really just watching every side.
So who already said they bracket? Y'all two already said.
I'm going to mine. I'm going to mine still.
I definitely got a couple of this not on this.
I don't know about Mia Khalifa. I mean, she's nice to look at, but she really can't fuck, like you guys said.
She don't really put in the work.
I know she. Well, I'm a cheat. I'm gonna go ahead and say this one because
she blasts niggas anyway.
She's not on here, but Maserati then Miss Deja.
All right, so now it's my turn for my bracket. Okay, my top six is Pinky, of course. So we're gonna go with Jada Fire because I actually know who that is. I'm gonna be real. I don't know who half these chicks are on this thing, man. Like, I don't. I got Jasmine Cashmere, Bella Bells, Cherokee the ass, and you know, for the hell of it, let's Kelly Stacks. Kelly Stacks got a fat ass, man. Yeah, she looking fatter than the motherfucker, bro.
Sorry, this is my pick. So we got four conferences. So I'm gonna go you by conference. So the first conference, you got number one Pinky versus number eight Mariah Mills. I'm gonna get to the OG Pinky, even though Mariah bad as fuck.
Then, let me take a look at how she looked like.
Then four versus five, you got Stephanie Castillo versus Melrose Fox. Bro, so you probably know the Castillo, whole. Nigga. Yeah, fuck that. Sophia. That's why I gave it
Sophia to you. Sophia Castillo is bad as fuck. Bro.
You about going through the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm going through the bracket because it's a fucking bracket, my nigga.
Bro, so, what we just did say, you going to be here 30 minutes.
So you got we got Pinky versus Stephanie. Sophia, my bad.
Oh, man, I take
Diamond Monroe versus Darlene. That's canceled out. I don't know who one he is. I know none of them. So I'm just going to take it to Sophia and Pinky. I give that Sophia.
You ain't finished the bracket, though.
Then we got Tina Trump versus Cassie Banks. Ooh, she Cassidy bad, too. That's middle school days. See, I don't know about that. Cassie Banks, Tiana Trump. You better do some research on that. No, I know Tiana Trump, though. Like, but I'm just gonna give it to her because she got more more projects out. Because so Cassidy Banks, she ain't putting it out since I was in middle school, and I was a while ago. So.
Damn.
You got Jada Fire versus Virgo. I'm getting Jada Fire. That's middle school days, but I'm getting it to Virgo.
Jada Fire retired, didn't she?
I saw Kara and Leela Starr. I'm gonna give that my Asian shawty. So Asa. BD Dior, Tory Black, BD Dior, Alexis Texas, Kelsey Monroe. I fuck with Alexis, but they say she don't fuck with niggas though. So I'm gonna get that to my baby Kelsey. Then that whole bracket, I'm gonna get that to Kelsey. So it'll be Kelsey versus Kelsey versus Sophia. Kelsey won the left side. So then then the right side we got.
I'm thinking Kelly Starr.
Jasmine Cashmere versus Sarah J's 1-8. Jessica versus Lacey Duvall, the 4-5. Sky Black and Lisa Ann 3-6. So we got. I'm taking Sarah J. She upset number one seed. Then I got Lacey Duvall, 4-5. She number 5 seed. She beating Lacey for me. Then we got down Lisa Ann versus Cherokee the ass. Damn, that's a tough one.
Cause I give it to Cherokee the ass.
Don't tell me what I need to do, my nigga.
Cherokee.
Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann, she a badass MILF though. But damn, Cherokee got that dunk or dunk though. So I'm gonna get that to Cherokee. Who we got?
That her?
Yeah, Christian Max. Oh, so
Cherokee, it'll be Cherokee versus Sarah J.
War Machine, I remember.
Damn, Sarah J might make it for me. Then we got down here Kelly's Capri Style, Naomi Banks, Kelly Stats, Ken Diamond, Bella Bells, Mia Khalifa, Roxy Reynolds. I'm gonna say
he
Kelly
is.
Kelly Stacks. She run this whole side. I'm gonna give it Sarah J. So it'll be Sarah J versus down Kelsey Monroe.
Yeah, Andre got a lot to say when Kelsey, it comes to porn stars.
Kelsey Monroe look better, but I'm gonna give it to Sarah J. Cause I think she fought better than anybody on here though.
So who's your top person?
Sarah J.
This on
this Sarah list, busted, cause right? They're missing some more here, but just off the list.
That's respectable though. That's right.
Yeah, you know I'm surprised they didn't have Bootylicious on here.
Oh my god! Don't even get me started on
Bootylicious.
She got watermelon ass, bro. Like you chop watermelon in half, give her one left cheek and the other the right cheek. That's her ass, bro. That shit is dumb fat, bro. I swear to god, that is fat transfer.
Look up her scenes with Pinky and Bootylicious, bro.
Oh, no, you won't be disappointed. I seen them. Shit, nigga, I seen that shit in middle school, bro.
Got nice so, ass,
it's old, but it stands for time.
So before we move to the next one, like, who are your top person for the bracket? My top person for the bracket is Sarah J.
Pinky.
Yeah, Pinky.
Pinky.
Who you say?
I had to go with Pinky.
See, this is going to be hard for me because it's going to be between Tiana Trump, Kelsey Monroe. And Skin Diamond. So
they got that's your top three.
Like, look at this.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know.
She's a dick, bro. She would think both sides too.
That joint dumb.
I might go with Kelsey Monroe. I might just
Kelsey Monroe.
I guess Monroe. Yeah.
Okay.
That ass so big, it's just unrealistic. I swear to God, it's fat transfer.
So now we have the 90s cartoon bracket.
I'm gonna go ahead and look at that right now.
I'm gonna have to look that up because the way you sent it, it's really hard to look at.
So this is Nickelodeon.
It's Nickelodeon, not Cartoon Network.
Damn, nah, Nickelodeon.
It's two brackets though. It's two brackets.
Oh, it's two brackets.
So I'm gonna list the shows for y'all. We got down Rocket Power versus the Rugrats. You got Fairly Odd Parents versus Danny Phantom. Hey Arnold versus the Knicker Brothers Band. Oh, damn. I forgot about that show. Cat Doll versus Avatar. And then on the left side, you got Zoey 101 versus the Backyardigans.
That's all. I don't know what to choose with that one.
That's staying in the first round. Oh, you wild. Zoey 101 is shit, boy. What?
No, Zoey 101.
That's that shit, yeah, man.
Zoey 101 was whack.
Zoey 101 was that show.
No.
You was tripping, my nigga.
No, it was not. It was whack. Backyard was better.
You can tell who.
We're going to get there. Then we got SpongeBob versus Drake and Josh. Oh, I hate that first round matchup.
Damn, it's hard.
The Amanda Show versus All That and Amanda Show 1? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, damn. Yeah, Amanda Show versus All That.
No.
Bob the Builder versus Max and Ruby. Lil Bill versus Blue Clues and Ned Declassified. Damn. And what's the one at the bottom?
Is that the one?
What's that at the bottom right there? God. I can't see that shit.
I didn't get that one.
He's a bad man.
Mr. Meaty.
I know that's lost because I don't even know.
Yeah, that show wasn't all that great. All
right. So okay, you want to start with?
So we start on the left side. So, all right, Rocket Power versus what the fuck is that?
Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay, so
I honestly think Mark Rocko's Modern Life.
I'm trying to remember. Rocko's Modern Life.
It was like a little. Well, he was like a little rat. No, he wasn't a rat.
He was like a tan rat or something. I don't know.
I gotta look it up.
And all the characters are blue. If you don't remember, then that's obviously lost. You might not even look it up.
I actually like both of them. But I'm gonna give it to Rocko Powder.
I do remember this.
Them boys did everything. Them boys had skate. Them boys had surf. Them boys was 8, 9, 10 years old doing adventures and shit like
and
that.
And when you were a kid and you watched that. I mean, that
bro, I can't even find it.
You know why? Another reason why Rocket Power win? Cause like
we was like
8, 9, maybe 10 at the time. But we didn't know at the time Raymundo was the GOAT. But it was Blaze back on Rocket Power. He was always high.
I never noticed.
Go check the photos, bro. He was always high.
I never noticed that. Like, you just noticed by his demeanor.
He was always
and high, his right? voice. Like, he has that high ass voice. Like, dude, I just never realized it, man. And I was like,
he was always high, bro.
So can we put our top six?
Nah, we're going through the whole thing, bro.
We're going to go through the bracket. We're going to go through DeAndre Way.
So, like, all right. So we all unanimous. Rocket Power got that first win.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So then we got Rugrats versus.
Rugrats got that one.
Hello, what is this shit?
Angry Beavers.
Damn.
Angry Beavers. I
both of them. Damn.
I don't remember that shit. Y'all remember Angry
Beavers, bro?
You don't remember that?
That shit was hard as fuck.
I'm looking it up again. They're making
the first round tough as fuck.
But yeah.
I guess Nickelodeon had the juice back in the day, though.
I guess we go with Rugrats.
I got Danny Phantom over.
Jimmy Neutron versus.
So before we go to y'all agree with Rugrats?
Yeah, we agree with that.
Keep moving.
So now we have Jimmy Neutron versus the Fairly OddParents.
I'm going Jimmy Neutron, man. I'm going Fairly OddParents.
Damn, hold up. That is.
Oh, yeah, they did a collab too, bro.
I wasn't even thinking about that. But this first round tougher than the Western Conference right now, bro.
I'm going Fairly OddParents,
though. So,
Y'all two say why? Because I think Fairly OddParents was just on some other shit, bro. Like Jimmy Neutron just talked about scientific shit, and if I'm a kid, I'm not trying to hear about that stuff. I hear about that in school. But with this. Match stuff. And Mr. Crocker, man, that was the guy who really made this thing. When he always said fairy godparents, he'd do all this damn poses and shit. That shit was funny, bro. Fairy godparents.
I feel like it probably has some deep meaning to it too. Cause it's like
Mr. Crocker ain't got no neck.
He was a kid that was kind of like
left at home
and basically he had these fairy godparents like to come free him from other stuff. And he would go do stuff.
All right, why you choose Jimmy Neutron?
I don't know. I just think Jimmy Neutron is a lot more grounded. It's like, this for me, I found science and like technology a lot more interesting when I was younger. Because, I mean, I was a gamer, so I was a lot more into electronics and all that. And I don't know. I feel like Fairly OddParents came out maybe like a year or two after Jimmy Neutron.
They came out around the same time.
Okay, yeah. I remember I saw Jimmy Neutron first, but that's the one that caught my eye. I watched Fairly OddParents every now and then, but it's not on the same level.
I ain't give y'all no long-winded answer. The reason I picked Jimmy Neutron, it was like, for me, it was like the 10-year-old version of, like, Breaking Bad. It's like this nigga doing, like, crazy-ass shit. I know I'm going to get roasted for saying that.
Yeah.
But it's like, of course, he's not slinging no drugs and no shit like that, but it's like, it's just crazy seeing like a little kid do all that type of stuff, like at a young age, fucking smart as fuck. Like, he had like a Walter White type of brain as a little kid. He had a situation, he think on his feet just like Walt did, but it was just like a 10-year-old version of it. And don't get me wrong, like, I fought Fairly OddParents. Like, if it come on, I still watch it to this day.
I fought both of them, man.
But like, that's what I'm saying, it could go either way. It's really like a 4 or 5. It could go either way.
Yeah. All right. Next.
So that's a mulligan though, because it's 2-2 though. So I don't know. That's a mulligan right there.
All right. Next we have Danny Phantom versus Invader Zim.
Those shows are dope. But I got Danny Phantom. Sorry.
I think I might
Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom.
That's hard.
So like, Danny Phantom is that deal. I feel like if we were like maybe from like 16 to our age right now when Invader Zim came out, our answer would be different because it had like a lot of subliminal shit. Like,
it did.
Like, until you probably didn't realize you got older. You know how people still post like clips of all that shit like online. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of subliminal shit in that junk. Like, that's kind of funny now, but as a kid, you probably wouldn't catch it. But don't know. We go Danny Phantom. Go Danny Phantom that round though.
Hey, so I want to just put this hypothetical matchup. And I'm pretty sure I already know which one is going to win. But one of them's on here and one of them's not. What would you guys pick? The Keenan and Kel show versus Trey and Josh.
That's been a big debate.
Wait, what? Forever,
bro. But I don't know.
I don't know about.
Wait, but Drake and Josh,
Keenan and Kel versus Trey and Josh.
Keenan and Kel.
Really?
I never seen that one.
You might be too young for it.
Huh? You seen Keenan and Kel too? You black as fuck, and you seen Keenan and Kel?
I don't know. I don't know.
They both ran for about like 3-4 years though.
I still, it might sound bad. I don't know. I still might pick Drake and Josh.
Damn,
bro. It's no wrong answer. That's tough as fuck, bro.
But that like, is tough.
Cause both of them, I got like a sentimental connection with both of them. Like Drake and Josh, come on, right now. I'm plugged in. I'm still watching.
Yes, I have.
Kenny DeKale come on right now. I'm plugged in. I'm still watching it. Like I got a like emotional connection.
That's that same nigga from Good Bird.
That's hard to say, bro.
I would add it. It's a close one. I would have to say like Keenan and Kel because I haven't seen that movie. I haven't seen that TV show in like 10 years. I still remember episodes like clearly in my mind. Drake and Josh, I still remember, but I would just choose Keenan and Kel for the culture.
For the culture.
Yeah. Let's see what we got next. We got
Hey Arnold and
the Wild Thornberries.
The Wild Thornberries.
I feel Hey Arnold. But it's Hey Arnold though. It's,
Hey Arnold by far.
That's probably like the quickest one we
but
get.
But honestly, that was a good matchup for Hey Arnold.
The Wild Thornberries. Yeah, that was a good show though. We got a Naked Brother Band versus what?
Big Time Rush.
I don't remember any one of these.
I watched Big Time Rush. I didn't really like it.
I looked at the Naked Brother Band. It was actually like a year or two.
But they actually naked or something? Or?
It was like a little kids band. That was just the name of it. I actually fucked with Big Time Rush more though, because the dudes was cool, and then they brought people. Quinn was on there. And they had like a couple other girls like that was pretty cool in that show. So I said Big Time Rush in that bracket.
Oh yes, Big Time Rush did the anthem for the Super Bowl, the national anthem for the Super Bowl, and I thought that was dope.
Then they fizzed out. I heard that.
What we got down here?
Say Cat Dog and what?
Ren and Stimpy show.
Cat Dog.
Yeah.
Cat Dog.
For Ren and Stimpy, but it's Cat Dog. Yeah.
Cat Dog.
Oh come on, that's an easy one. Teenage Robot and The Last Airbender all the way.
I wouldn't even match it up against it.
I think that The Last Airbender was better than The Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
So, like, let's get to the second bracket. So, we got the second half, semifinals. We got the Rock of Power versus Rugrats.
Where are you at? Oh, you're still on the other side?
Are you?
I was thinking we're going to skip to the other half.
Then doing the other half, I guess.
If we do the other half, then we'll remember it easier. So let's just get the other half out of the way. And then we move to the second part.
No, let's do the one half. Let's do one half, get the top show, then get the other half, do the top show, then.
Yeah. Okay.
So Rocky Power versus Rugrats.
Oh, my God, man.
I
got to go with Rocky Power, man.
No, it lasted way longer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got to say, like, don't get me wrong. Rocket Power, that shit, but Rugrats, I still with them niggas from Rugrats to the second show to all
grown up, yeah.
Who's that?
Who's
that nigga impact. On? That was Recess, not Rocket
Power. We should make a beat.
So Rugrats, Recess.
All right, so
Philly, had this snitch ass nigga.
Philly Odd Parents
with the high up pants. I want to beat the shit out of this nigga because that nigga was a tattletale.
Philly Odd Parents versus Denny.
Stop snitching, homie.
Nigga, shut up. Philly Odd Parents versus Denny Phantom.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
If I had to go,
oh my god, this game, I'm still a wash
up. I'm still watching.
It's definitely a wash up.
I'm sorry, bro, but that's a really tough one. That's a really tough one.
Because we did say Jimmy Neutron run. So Jimmy Neutron versus.
But I'm saying that was a wash up anyway.
Oh, it was 2-2. True. So yeah.
Oh, damn. So,
Jesus. So, matter of fact, that means. You don't even count Danny Phantom because that wasn't going to be Rugrats anyway. So Rugrats made it to like the conference finals. So Hey Arnold versus
Big Time Rush.
Cat Dog versus Avatar.
Avatar.
So Rugrats versus
Shout out to Cat Dog.
All right, okay. Rugrats got the bye. So Hey Arnold versus Avatar.
Avatar.
Okay, Rugrats versus
this one's
Avatar.
Tough.
Avatar.
Yeah,
Avatar.
Isaiah Avatar,
which is bad.
I'm telling you,
Like, I still feel like Rugrats had more impact. Yeah. But I think Avatar is way better.
Yeah, Avatar is way better.
Right. I'm sorry. Damn. It's sentimental the first side. So Zoe 101 versus Victorious.
I never watched Victorious.
I ain't gonna lie. Victoria Justice, that was like one of my crushes. You can still get a baby. But,
get the baby.
Damn. Zoe 101. I had to get a Zoe 101. I had to get a Zoe 1. I still thought it was Victorious.
Zoe 101, she actually got a baby.
But,
That's why they show. That's why they show it. Yeah.
She fucked it up, man. She fucked it up. But can y'all see what's next?
The Backyard Games versus Peppa Pig.
Some dude couldn't pull out.
I watched a Cat Icarus show about why Peppa Pig.
I'm sorry.
Is bad.
But I watched both of them, but it was Backyard. I don't really fuck with the Backyard Games like that, but I got the Backyard Games.
So, like, all right, we can go ahead and put that there. That's about to get knocked out by Zoe 101. So Zoe, and they made it to. She
no,
made,
the
she
backyard against is better than Zoe 101.
Shut the fuck up. She made it to the conference.
Fuck you.
SpongeBob versus Dora the Explorer. We are SpongeBob.
That's SpongeBob. Yeah.
Drake and Josh versus R. Carly.
It's Drake and
Josh. I like both, but you know it's spawned from Drake and Josh. So yeah, we gotta say Drake and Josh. I call it spawned from Drake and Josh. Yeah. So now we got. The Amanda Show, all that.
Bob the Builder.
I can't believe that had. We'll say all that because, like, she went had a show before it went for Amanda. But don't get me wrong, Amanda Show was funny as a motherfucker, though. Like, I don't know if y'all watched it. That shit was funny.
I remember it.
But I just say all that for
I'm surprised that show Ray was not on here.
It's Nickelodeon. She was on Disney Channel.
Oh, damn.
Like, I'm pretty sure she wasn't on Nickelodeon.
God damn, man.
All right, so we got Bob the Builder versus Max and Ruby. Max and Ruby. I don't care what none of y'all said. That was my shit.
Really think so?
Max and Ruby, my shit, bro.
Is that one where they had like?
It was two rabbits, and they had like it was like two grown up rabbits and like.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And little
I'm thinking rabbits. About Dragon Tales.
They got Little Bill over Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
Nigga, what the fuck?
Look. Max and Ruby or Bob the Builder? What y'all saying?
I'm just going Bob.
I'm going to say Bob Builder. I don't
Bob the Max Builder. Ruby. Can we fix it?
I don't remember watching Max and Ruby.
That was my shit. All right. I guess 3-1 beat.
Watching in daycare. No, watching the Salvation Army back in Virginia. Little Bill Blue's Clues. Bob the Builder was the shit, man.
So this is tough for the reason that, I don't know, because Bob Fosse kind of made it. So.
Man, fuck that. Lil Bill was that shit.
I want to say
Blue's Clues with that shit.
It's like a black character, and he was like, I don't know.
I just gotta live.
That's why it was. It had like, I guess, a different kind of impact than most shows.
She ain't a little black kid,
but
I mean, yeah, it's important to your character.
I probably did watch Blue's Clues more than watch Blue's Clues.
Damn, so I'm getting 3-1 again. All right.
That's the only thing.
Blue's Clues,
then.
Ned is Classified and Mr. Meat.
Ned is Classified. Mr. Meat.
Oh, man. Ned is Classified was a classic. I'm telling you, man. Like,
everybody said I
love it. And this shit was hilarious.
So we got
D-R-S-A.
And that nigga Booger was
so what's our funny.
So we got Zoe 101 versus Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Even though I love Zoe 101, but Drake and Josh, that's going to the
classic.
So then we got... All That versus Ned is Classified.
All That.
No disrespect to All That. I'm saying Ned is Classified. Like, I would still watch that shit right now.
Really?
Like, that shit.
You know what?
I actually took those tips to heart. Like, I would watch that shit to this day. And, like it was.
Oh, no, man.
Like, that jump made me mad, like, how they ended the show. Like, because I thought they could have still took that shit to high
school. Spoilers. I haven't seen the last episode, so.
Nigga, that shit been on over 10 years. Tell me you ain't seen the last episode.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, I'm just mad they didn't take it to high school. Like, it ended, the show ended when it was at the end of middle school, though.
That sucks.
So, like, I'm saying Ned is Classified. What do y'all say?
Ned is Classified.
I'm saying All That, man.
It's on you.
Who are we going to play rock, paper, scissors for who goes?
Ain't no rock, paper, scissors. Just make your decision, man. You ain't got no influence.
I mean, I like that to Classified. I can see the case for it.
It's either All That or Ned Declassified. Like, we not gonna get mad either way.
I guess Ned's Declassified.
So it's 3-1.
I'm sorry.
So it's 3-1 then. So Drake and Josh versus Ned Declassified. Drake and Josh.
Yeah. Right, so Drake and Josh versus Avatar.
Man, like, and I know it's gonna be 3-1. It's gonna be 3-1, but it's Drake and Josh for me, though.
I'm going with Avatar.
Definitely Avatar.
Brendan?
Devitar.
Damn, so I guess the bracket was right then. Well, cut it to y'all, but
why did Avatar trump all the entire movie? Avatar had
such a deep story. Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's about an Arab. It's about a man
traveling to unite
100 years ago and had his entire nation wiped out.
That's it. You must not watch past the first book.
It was lucky.
Nigga, I did watch past the first book.
Did anybody watch?
I saw Fire Lord. So
anybody Fire watch Lord, the one Ozai that was about the girl?
Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
I didn't get to see that one.
I watched a little bit of it.
I saw the Legend of Korra. I think personally, Avatar: The Last Airbender was better than the Legend of Korra.
All right. So I want to talk about something that's, you know,
we got one more bracket though.
Oh, we do.
This is Nickelodeon versus Dizzy.
Yeah. So this will be better. This will be more.
Nigga, yeah. You sent me that.
So the first one is SpongeBob. Hey, this is going fire, right? This is going fire. It's going to be tough. Somebody call it the first one. It's SpongeBob versus... What is that?
Our parents.
Yep. What do y'all say?
SpongeBob.
I had to give it to SpongeBob.
That's OG.
Come with SpongeBob. Yeah. Flipping crap. So it's dead. Go work.
Then we got Al Curly versus Victorious. That's what it say?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Al Curly.
That's Al Curly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wait, iCarly versus what?
Over Victorious.
So, Rugrats.
iCarly.
Rugrats versus Cat and Dog. Rugrats.
Everybody
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go with the unpopular opinion. Go with Cat Dog. I like Cat Dog.
3-1. I mean, I like it, but it's 3-1, though.
Yeah.
Manishow versus All That.
It's All That. Everybody.
Hey Arnold versus Jimmy Neutron. This is a good one. Damn.
Hey Arnold.
I'm going with Jimmy Neutron, though.
I had to go Hey Arnold this time.
Hey Arnold, bro. Damn. No.
So now,
no.
Now I'm just side of fact that it's tough. Now I feel like how you feel, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean,
it's tied, nigga. You know the right choice.
I just spoke highly of my dog Jimmy earlier, but I'm gonna have to get the hair on the dog.
Oh,
I'm sorry, bro. Boy. I'm sorry.
Boy. Trade him.
All right, we got
Rocko's Modern Life versus Angry Beavers.
Angry Beavers.
I don't know. I didn't watch
Rocko's Modern Life versus Angry Beavers.
I ain't see that.
Angry Beavers.
My boy
won't
count.
So we went because
this next one hard.
Excuse me.
Trick and Josh versus Zoe 101.
To me, yeah, that's right. I was talking about That's So Raven, but it's on the second
hard.
Bracket.
For me, that's hard.
Josh. Really? It's hard, but like Jake and Josh, when I say this, I take Kenan and Kel, like some of the shows from the night, but like that's like top three Nickelodeon show for me all time though. Drake and Josh, all time. Like that's top three Nickelodeon show all time for me.
I get it.
But so what we got next?
Big
we got
Teenage Robot versus Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom.
Mm-hmm. I
barely remember any of Teenage Robot at all.
It was actually pretty straight. Like it was only like maybe one or two seasons though.
Yeah, I remember what the character looks like, but I don't remember what she did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So second. Are we doing one whole back bracket?
Yeah, yeah, second round.
So SpongeBob versus iCarly.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. Rugrats versus hey. All That.
Ooh. Rugrats.
Rugrats. What do you say?
Rugrats.
Okay.
It's Hey Arnold versus Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, Hey Arnold versus Rocko's Modern Life.
For me, that's a hard decision. But right,
no.
Damn.
Nigga, it don't matter. Because when, know I what time it is. When I go back and edit this,
I'm gonna dip in a little bit.
Alright.
What?
Yeah. You can finish the damn bracket.
I mean, I'm gonna finish the bracket, but Mac, just text her and be like, we doing
it. Alright, bro, keep talking. Y'all making this shit awkward. Just keep talking.
Alright. So, Hey Arnold versus Angry Beavers.
Hey Arnold.
Yeah, pretty easy. Hey Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Drake and Josh versus Danny Phantom.
Sorry,
yeah, Drake and Josh. That one's a classic. So now we're on to the semifinals.
As we was already in the semifinals.
No, yeah. That was a conference final. What are you talking about?
It's SpongeBob versus Rugrats.
SpongeBob versus Rugrats.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob. I would say SpongeBob too.
Squidward, Tortellini.
Then what is it? Hey Arnold versus
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh.
I would say Hey Arnold.
He tripping.
I don't know.
What do you say, Brennan?
Hey Arnold versus what?
Drake and Josh.
Oh my god, that's hard.
You won't hurt my feelings.
I made you sit down. Whatever, sit down. Pun intended. But I'm gonna have to go with Hey Arnold, because Hey Arnold is just more classic.
It's hard.
So it's just more classic.
So y'all watch the shows then, so they can't go to the next round then. Alright, what we got left?
Well, fine, I'll say Trek and Josh. Yeah.
No, you don't gotta change it. Like, don't change your answer because of it. What we got left?
It's the finals, man. So it will be SpongeBob SquarePants versus Hey Arnold and Trek and Josh.
Honestly, I feel like any show, regardless, SpongeBob should be on that side.
SpongeBob's been running
SpongeBob's been out for a while.
SpongeBob's been out for 20 years.
SpongeBob should be in any show.
20 years, man. Like, I would still watch, like, an old episode of SpongeBob. I would still watch it.
It's good for any age. Right. Any age, literally.
Yeah, like, I still laugh at some of the episodes. And some of the episodes be childish stuff. But also, it got some very suggestive themes in there, bro. Like, I didn't really pick up on that stuff until I got older.
Did y'all see that meme of Patrick where he's sitting, like,
I mean, they always got like a cultural type of meme every type of year. Every year, though.
For SpongeBob, man. Yeah.
So we're going next
time. Yeah, let's go to Disney now.
So SpongeBob wins.
So we got, oh, man, they started with some fire on the first bracket.
The Kim Proud Family versus Kim Possible. Possible.
That's tough.
Proud Family. Who is it? Bruh, can you read what the sign says on the door? Come back later.
All right, but Kim Possible versus Proud Family, I think it's unanimous Proud Family. I fuck with you, KP, though. You that shit.
Oh, we got recess on there, bro.
So then, so we all agree on Proud Family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got
Phineas and Ferb versus Recess.
Recess. Yes. Recess.
I fought with Phineas and Ferb too, but I'm going Recess.
Bro, who is that bitch ass nigga that always telling on people?
Randall.
Randall, I wanted to slap the shit out of
Ferb, man. It's classic too, man.
Recess classic, bro. Like, I wish I still could watch it right now, though. But then we got the Wizards of Waverly Place versus... Huh? Ooh, Phil of the Future, bro. Oh. Y'all remember that shit?
Who was Phil of the Future? Let me look.
Bro, you know that it's that fire, though.
Like, I might remember who it is.
Fire.
Damn.
I got Phil of the Future. I'm sorry. It's just.
Nah, I don't remember the show.
Selena Gomez too fine, bro.
Yeah, I'm
at the go.
With fires.
She too fine.
I don't remember the show at all either.
No, Phil of the Future was that shit. I think they ended it too early, but I'm going with the way.
That's So Raven versus Corey in the House.
That's so Raven.
Because Corey in the House came from That's So Raven.
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire versus Even Stevens.
Oh, that's ready.
Wait a minute.
That's a tough ass matchup, bro.
I already know my show is gonna be everything.
So I fought with Lizzie McGuire because Miranda. That's what started, like, no offense, but that was started my Hispanic fascination early on was Miranda.
What's the other show?
But Lizzie McGuire versus Even Stevens. But Even Stevens and Ren.
Even Stevens.
Ren was that deal too. Like, she was low key slept on. Damn.
Even Stevens, man.
I'm just going, y'all. That could go either way for me. So, like, whatever. It'll be out of three votes on that one. All
right.
So what y'all say? Even Stevens. What'd you say?
Even Stevens.
Oh, so it's unanimous then. So then we got. Hannah Montana versus Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, man. It's not hard for me on that one.
I fought them boys. Don't get me wrong. I fought Hannah Montana too. Like, I ain't gonna flex to y'all. Like, I ain't tuning in every new episode.
I even watched The Boat, even though that wasn't
really Sweet Life on Deck. Yeah. Yeah, I still vote with that one too. But yeah, so that's we got that one then.
Sunny with a what? Sunny with a Chance.
Yeah, like that's the other Demi Lovato show. And then what you got? Oh, Good Luck Charlie. That's my shit though. I'm taking Good Luck Charlie.
I don't know these last three shows.
Cause like y'all boys have watched Wizard of Waverly Place, right? Mm-hmm. So the main character that was on Good Luck Charlie, it was Justin's girlfriend, the white girl that was blind. I think she was like a vampire wolf. You looking at the picture?
And I'm looking at the last one. That's like the Jake Long.
Oh, that's good. But look, yeah. So who y'all pick out of Sunny with a Chance?
I don't know either one of them.
Good Luck Charlie.
I don't know either one of them.
I mean, I watched Good Luck Charlie once, so who picked that?
What'd you say?
I don't know either one of them.
Good Luck Charlie. Good Luck Charlie.
What's the last one again?
And then there's
that's Jake Long. That's the one where he turned to dragons.
Or what's the one over that?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I can't see that.
Brandy.
Brandy that
Mr.
one.
I follow that too though.
It's called what?
Brandy and Mr. Whiskers. Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh yeah. By the way, I know this is off topic, but y'all was Puka on Nickelodeon?
Who?
You don't know Puka?
Who?
Oh my! Never mind. It was about this crazy chick that had an obsession with this dude. His name was Gary.
Which one y'all picking? At this dude?
I'm picking Jake Long.
Never mind.
It was Nickelodeon. Never
mind. All right. So semifinals.
Yeah, shout out to Puka.
We got Proud Family versus Recess.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That's a hard one, man. Proud Family. I'm gonna go with the Proud Family because that's black. Because that's my black folk right there. But Recess was good though, bro.
Recess was great, but it's just
Proud Family. Wizard World Place though.
I'm gonna have to go with Proud Family.
Wizard World Place versus that's right. We already said Proud Family, bro.
I'm going with
that. You said Phil of the Future.
No, I'm saying. I picked Wizard Way of Praise to beat Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my bad.
So Wizard Way of Praise versus Proud Family. No, I mean That's a Raven.
That's a Raven, man.
That's a Raven, yeah.
That's a Raven.
3-1. He ain't say nothing. Alright. So then we got
Even
Stevens versus Sweet Life or Zach and Cody.
Sweet Life.
Zach and Cody.
Damn, I would say Even Stevens, but 3-1. Then we got Good Luck Charlie versus Jake Long. I mean,
Jake Long. That's all. I don't remember Good Luck Charlie.
Okay, Jake Long then. So then, conference finals. We got semifinals. So then we got the Proud Family
versus
That's So Raven. Ooh, Black Show versus Black Show. That's So Raven, bro. Before people start hating on her, but I was still watching this day.
I was still watching both of them.
And people, honestly, people still want to see like the Proud Family if they got like if they went to college or whatever. But I still got to go with that. So really, then we got
I get that
Sweet Life of Jack and Cody versus Jake Long.
No, we got a.
You said Sweet Life is Jack Cody versus what?
They did one. Sweet Life is Jack Cody versus Jake Long. Sweet Life.
Yeah.
Sweet Life versus That's So Raven. So, I think we all know. That's So Raven, yeah.
That's So Raven versus Sweet Life is Zach Cody.
So now it's.
That's So Raven.
Yeah, That's So Raven.
Yeah. So now it's SpongeBob versus That's So Raven.
The hard choices, man. It got to go to SpongeBob. SpongeBob put in so much work. It put in so much work.
I mean, you were.
If we put someone to work.
I hate to agree with them, but yeah, that's true.
I mean,
SpongeBob been in ground for 20 years, man. They never run out of ideas.
It ain't gonna stop.
It's like, it's always fresh.
Yeah.
Squidward tortellini. All right. No, SpongeBob, okay, so for the porn star bracket, who we got? Who do we unanimously? No, a split. Splitly agree.
No, I said
one.
I said Sarah J.
I said Pinky won all of it.
Pinky.
Damn, Pinky has in a row.
I guess was two out of four then.
Two out of four. So Pinky wins. Was on here. Yeah. That's what I talk about. Pinky, yeah. Pinky the ass. All right, speaking of which, she was in last year, Malachi, shout out to Malachi, he told us about Pinky coming to Durham, and I like, man, why didn't I go see her?
Yeah, Pinky came.
Pinky came to Durham, bro.
And I like you. You wasn't gonna fuck nothing.
That's what I was about to say.
Nigga, I didn't want to fuck nothing. I'm a fan.
Doesn't she have something anyway?
I'm a fan. I just want to get a picture of me grabbing the ass.
We heard it. I mean, huh? We heard that. I mean, a lot of people still try it.
Yeah.
But honestly, back in
the day, if you could fuck a porn star,
back in
the
day, Pink was bad though.
That's on some other level.
All the way. Yeah. She
can't
live it too much.
I remember I saw somebody when it was back in the day where I was like maybe 15, 16 trying to get my beginner permit, whatever. And I was in the DMV. I could have swore I was sitting by a girl that looked just like Pinky. She was bad as fuck, had blonde hair, face looked at her, and she had a titties and ass just like Pinky. I wanted to ask her, but I was like,
girl, you Pinky?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know how she was gonna take that shit, so I don't know. Excuse me? I left it alone.
No, she probably just laughed.
So, I know this is like kind of get off topic, but how many of you guys have seen Get Out?
Get Out?
We all seen it.
Nigga, we all saw it. We saw it together.
Pull up to my apartment. Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. Okay, so considering like black movies of the past decade, which one of these two, I'm just going to throw them down to, which one of these do y'all think had the bigger impact? Like, yeah, if you had to pay to see another one of these in a movie, which one do you pay to see first? Would it be Black Panther, or would it be Get Out?
Oh my God! That's
if you were seeing it for the first time, which one would you have want to see?
If we want to be honest, technically, Black Panther is not a black movie because it's hosted by Disney. Disney owns Marvel.
It's a black movie, in my opinion.
But honestly,
I mean, I get it. It was directed by Ryan Coogler. Shout out to him because he directed Creed.
But that's crazy, like
as well.
That's crazy because you think of Chadwick Boseman.
Honestly, a black person wrote Black Panther.
I didn't even know who Chadwick Boseman was until I saw Black Panther. Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
He was in Marshall 42.
In every black movie he's in it.
Like every black autobiography.
Oh my god! That means he was. Was he in a Tyler Perry movie?
No. He was in Gods of Egypt.
Honestly, that's why Get Out. Okay. Honestly, that's why people. That's kind of why Get Out is so praised too.
Because you know,
never seen a good movie by a black director in a long time.
Like Get Out was like when I saw Get Out for the first time in movies.
You would have never expected from Peele. Key Peele. No, that's not his name.
I was just Jordan Peele.
Yeah. No, it's Key and Peele, and his name is Jordan Peele. Sorry, my bad.
No, that's fine.
Jordan Peele. I would never expect that from him because that's a comedy dude, right?
Yeah.
And he writes about drama. Comedic, about some real shit.
He made a comedic horror movie. Like, well, I still remember when I went to go see Get Out, and I remember exactly what seat I was sitting in, the day we saw that, what time we saw that, the movie we saw that. Like, that was a huge experience. I mean, Black Panther was great, but you know how much money I spent to see Black Panther?
But look,
I saw it three times.
Let's be honest.
I spent $90 to see
Black Panther. On one night?
Yes.
Damn, where the fuck did you go? Cinema?
Z-Lewis, freshman year repeat. We hit your sister now on a shawty, though.
Listen. The most I've ever paid on a chick is
$24. We're going to hit you with that. But
most of the time, you can't. If I can't smash a chick for under $20, bro, I just ain't gonna do it.
No. I hope you're playing on scaling up.
If you in college, man, it's not that hard to get pussy in college.
Let me tell you this. You're gonna be in college too much longer, right?
I know, nigga. I'm just saying. Look.
Real shit, real moment. Moment silence though for Greg Poppy's wife though. They seen the notification that she passed away though.
Oh man.
Moment silence. Alright. And you know Barbara Bush passed away, but
I mean
I do feel terrible. She was
rest in peace to Barbara Bush, but you know, let's be honest, I'm not a fan of George Bush, and I mean, if you're supporting him, I mean, I can't be a fan of you either.
I just find him funny. Like, I find George Bush being funny. Like, if you ever go and see one of his funny moment montage,
this Get Out thing.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you remember when he stuck his middle finger in that camera? Yeah, the bloopers.
what I'm saying is, Get Out much better movie, but Black Panther is gonna have much more like impact down the road. Even though they're making the Get Out too, there's only so much he can do.
Get Out was...
He's making the second Get Out?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I heard he was talking about making the Get Out too.
They better not use the same person. Because if he didn't learn his lesson from the first time, he's stupid as hell.
If they make another Get Out, they should make it around that one guy that got hypnotized at the beginning of the movie.
And his him! Prequel, sequel!
Now he got a movie coming out. Damn, I can't think of the name of it though. Lakeith Stanfield though, he got a movie coming out that look like it's going to be pretty good.
I mean, people don't want him to make Get Out too, though.
Get Out is one of those movies that you just let it stand alone. It's a great movie. Like, I'm serious. When I saw that movie for the first time, I was like, my goodness, this is a great movie.
I was really pissed off that they didn't make a second Spawn movie. though, because I really like the Spawn.
The first Spawn was corny. Well, not
the first Spawn had Michael Jai White nigga doing martial art moves, and he was badass too. Cause I know why. Because I read the Spawn comics, man. I'm like, man, come out with a second movie.
And you know what, why you're on that subject? You know what, Matt? Right now, that's too small of a conversation. But I think, I know, like, a lot of people would say this. I think Idris Elba should be the first Black James Bond. I don't know why they fucked
the first Black James Bond.
The first Black James Bond.
Did he already did it?
No.
It makes sense though, because James Bond, he's British. Yeah. Idris Elba, British. Absolutely buff dude.
And it's just Elba. It's just like for it. It's just Elba. Is just great in any role.
He's a great actor. Like
when he gets too old, man. When they better do it before he gets too old. He pushing.
I know. He's pushing. Like what? Like he was 39 or something.
He was great as Heimdall in the Thor movie. He was great in The Wire when he was.
So hold on. You watched The Wire?
Yeah, I watched The Wire.
You watched The Wire?
I've just started watching it.
Damn.
He was Stringer Bell. That was his name. Yeah. Stringer Bell.
Did all y'all watch Breaking Bad?
Yes,
I just started.
Are they?
I was thinking we could have did like a debate by that, but I'll wait. I'll wait until everybody.
We're gonna wait until the next podcast for our debate.
We can do this.
That's what I say. That's what make for good content. I'll say that to everybody.
We can do this like next Wednesday. I'll catch up.
Yes, we can do this next Wednesday. And yeah,
it was like
is The Wire on Netflix?
I think so.
Honestly, I would have said no.
The Wire on
Netflix? It's not Netflix. Is it on Hulu?
It has to be on Hulu.
I'm pretty sure you find on Hulu anything like that. I mean, but
no, I'm gonna use 1, 2, 3 movies, but I'm gonna be careful because the feds watching. The feds don't care about what I'm doing. That's not self snitching.
They really don't care what you look.
Don't care what you do.
All right, so my last question: Have y'all seen that new movie on Netflix, Roxanne? No.
Yeah. I seen it.
You seen it?
No, I haven't watched it.
Are y'all gonna be interested in watching it?
It's about Roxanne and Shanté.
Yeah, we can talk about that. No, but
I'm saying that was like too good of like original story. I was like, this had to be my real.
No, but like,
who was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Is the hottest female artist in the rap game right now?
Yes.
If you want to be real, like street respect, like street cred, yeah. I mean, I still fuck with people like Missy Elliott, and I still think
I fuck with Rhapsody too. Rhapsody from Durham.
She's not from Durham. She from like a town in North Carolina.
She's from North Carolina though.
She went to like NC State, whatever, but she ain't from Durham.
She's not from Durham?
Nah, she must be born there. She be around campus and stuff though.
Yeah, Cardi B's got all the like the she got a juice right now. But I mean
she with the right people. She got
But does it have to do with her her being speaking sexually explicit about her experiences, does she get to get away with doing that because she light skinned?
What?
Where the fuck is light skin?
No. I'm saying it. Never mind.
I mean, I'll discuss it. The same thing Biggie told Lil Kim. We don't want to hear all that hard shit come out your mouth.
in the movie.
Yeah.
What the fuck has she done to her face?
Oh my God, Kim just looks.
But she looks so much better while plastic surgery. And so did Wendy Williams.
Hey, look, Kim. This is me. No disrespect to you. I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying bad about you. This all them niggas right here. I still respect you.
He's only saying.
Little Kim, I respect you. But here's the thing: you shouldn't have got all that plastic surgery. You were a beautiful woman before you got all that plastic surgery.
Exactly.
I think this has something to do with Pac said about you on the Hit 'Em Up record. This is just me personally. But yeah, you shouldn't have got all that plastic.
You sound dumb as fuck.
Like, so I know that I'm going to get plaque for this, but Wendy Williams was fine as fuck before she got plastic surgery.
Because this nigga said something dumb as fuck. Like, when that nigga made that record, she had a motherfucking plastic surgery, nigga. That was like 95.
No, it was a joke, bro. It was a joke. Because somebody said that about that, why she got that. But, like, Little Kim just looks, she just looks awful now.
Can't do jerk trip.
Bruh, that's shit hard though.
Alright, but
shout out to Cardi though.
Oh, my last question if y'all had to see a movie for the first one of those movies for the first time, which one would it be, like Get Out or Black Panther?
If I had to do what?
If like they both were out in the movies at the same time and you had to pick one to see for like the first night showing.
I like superhero movies. I'm a superhero movie fan. I'm gonna go with Black Panther. Because not only just that, because I've been a fan of the Black Panther comics ever for a very, very long time. So you, and, you know, as a comic book fan, seeing the movie, screen. Yeah, that was cool. Which, and one thing I'll say though, I ain't really like all the whole black, all these woke ass niggas pulling up to the Black Panther. I thought that shit was corny. Cause, it was. Because y'all, because these woke ass niggas gonna go to sleep when Infinity Wars come out. But that's gonna have Black Panther in it too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's it.
They're focused more on a setting than rather than the actual like
movie. Actual movie. But Black Panther was, and none of that's, and none of the proceeds of this movie going to black people. So what the fuck is the point? Mm-hmm. You out here looking crazy, wearing a wedding dress, going to a movie theater. What?
They were wearing that?
No. So one of my folks told me about this article this African man wrote about why y'all shouldn't be pulling up wearing all this crazy stuff to Black Panther, because y'all wearing stuff y'all didn't know the symbols about. He said some of y'all wearing wedding dresses, not even married, pulling up to the Black Panther theater. He said y'all look crazy.
Charles, which one? What about you?
I mean, me personally, I didn't know Get Out was going to be that good until we started talking about it.
My thing was, enjoy the movie, but y'all some bandwagoners.
Huh? It was just another movie until I started hearing reviews about it. But, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm more into superhero movies too, so I mean, I would have went to see Black Panther. All
right.
Even though I still say Get Out was a better movie. Yeah.
What about you, King? What you got? Speaking to the microphone.
You said, damn. I'd probably say, maybe Black Panther. Cause I actually went to the movie to pay for that one. When I saw Get Out, I wish I would've saw that in the movie theaters though.
Me too.
So.
Me too.
I mean, it's tough though, but.
I know, because y'all niggas do. Man, my exam, y'all
niggas. And my hospital stinks. Nigga, you the one
that made this shit? Somebody help Tyler Perry out.
Like, Tyler Perry movies suck.
I had to say. I don't want to ever see another deal.
I said it. Tyler Perry perpetuates everything that's wrong with black people. I'm sorry.
But he does food movies like every that makes sense. Like,
yeah, he does. Like, my bad, I didn't mean to say it like that.
But it's fine, man. Like, for Color Girls, Daddy's Little Girls to the extent.
Daddy's Little Girls is a good movie.
One movie I really fucked with, I thought it was real good. What was it called? A Family to Pray Together.
Yeah.
That was really good, too.
Yeah, he makes good films. And then when he focuses on a Madea character, because it's his cash cow, he's just making cheap movies. And because it's like, everybody knows who Madea is, they're going to see
him. Gary Owen,
the one with Angel Bassett was good.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Was a basketball player.
That was like one.
Angel Bassett
was just right?
No, Meet the Browns.
That was one few Madea movies that was good. Meet the Browns and...
That was a movie or is that a TV show?
It was both.
Oh, no.
That's what he got a TV show from, the movie, though.
That and the other one with...
The Good Deeds?
Which was like, I know, Kung Fu.
I know which one you're talking about. I just don't remember what
that was pretty good.
Hell, if that's me remote, though, like, shit, it's a... It's Indiana and, like, Pacers, Indiana and Cleveland game kind of close right now, though.
All
right,
y'all. Right.
All right, well, since we done talking, this has been Buckwild and the Loud King with the podcast. We'll see you next week, Wednesday. We'll be talking about
I made you sit down and Mr.
Bring that poster back.
Charles, you want that to be your name though? You know, I already said.
Yeah, he gonna chop his name.
Nigga, I'm gonna blur it out anyway. Shush.
Bring that
poster. All right, it's been Buckwild and the Loud King. Peace out, homie.